On Tuesday, federal Judge Lynn Windmill in Boise ruled Reclaim Idaho has 48 days to get the rest of what it needs to place its measure on the November ballot. The group had argued coronavirus-related restrictions forced its volunteers to stop circulating their petitions in mid-March. The end of the window for gathering signatures came and went, April 30th, and the state refused a request to grant more time. Reclaim Idaho sued to get a new window this summer. Windmill gave the state two options: grant the time to gather signatures online or certify the initiative now. The state resisted. The judge said, "Fine, I'll decide how to proceed," and he chose to reopen the window. Reclaim says it now has a week or so to work out the details with state elections officials. It hopes to have an initiative petition online by July 13th with an August 25th deadline. It hopes to gather at least 33,000 signatures to supplement what it has already submitted. The initiative would increase the state's corporate income tax to its year 2000 rate and boost the state's individual income tax for those who make $250,000 or more. The group says it wants the measure on the November ballot because of the threat of potential budget cuts in next year's legislative session. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.